Today is Wednesday, March 15th. What to know about a Russian warplane bringing down an American aircraft. And the president is taking new action in an effort to strengthen gun laws, what he does and doesn't have the power to do. Also, what a new report found about a U.S. AIDS program, how it transformed the epidemic, saving millions of lives. Plus, new rules could be coming for drinking water all around the U.S. What makes the newest version of ChatGPT really stand out? And ever heard of body doubling? It's a new strategy for some remote workers, we'll explain. Those stories and more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. is calling it a brazen violation of international law. A Russian fighter jet crashed into an American surveillance drone over the Black Sea, south of Ukraine. The drone did not have any people or weapons on it, but it was taken down and lost. The White House says that's not the first time Russia tried to intercept a drone, but this is the first time a drone was totally lost because of it. And this could actually be the first physical contact between Russia and America's militaries since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. American officials say this week's incident was especially unsafe and unprofessional. It's not clear if Russia actually meant to bring the drone down, but apparently even before the hit, Russian jets had dumped fuel on the drone and flew in front of it, likely in an effort to block its view. One U.S. Air Force general says it nearly caused both aircrafts to crash. The drone was flying over international waters, but could likely peer into Russian-controlled Crimea. In response, Russia's defense leaders say the American drone crashed because of its own maneuvers and that the U.S. military shouldn't be flying any aircraft that close to the Russian border anyway. Though the U.S. says that's not true, and the drone was not a threat to anyone. President Biden is trying to increase the number of background checks during gun sales, even without help from Congress. He signed an executive order that stopped short of requiring universal background checks, since Congress would need to do that. But this action tells the Attorney General to clarify which gun dealers have to run the checks. It could lead to more individuals being classified as dealers who are then required to run background checks. So ultimately, more gun buyers might be subject to them. Biden is also ordering the FTC to produce a public report that looks into how manufacturers market guns, especially to young people. The new order also tells his cabinet to expand federal campaigns promoting safe storage of firearms. And Biden is calling on lawmakers in Congress to do more, like pass a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and require that all gun sales nationwide involve background checks. Though some Republicans say such wide-reaching measures would go against the Second Amendment right to bear arms and would not do anything to actually end gun violence. At this point, gun reform is stalled in Congress. As expected, severe weather hit both U.S. coasts, causing issues for millions of Americans. In the Northeast, parts of New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New England got feet of heavy, wet snow. It caused hundreds of thousands of power outages, widespread school closings, and dangerous driving conditions. Meanwhile, California got more heavy rains and mountain snow. That was especially a problem for places already washed away by earlier storms. Local schools and roads were closed, and in parts of the state, evacuation orders and warnings were in effect. Heaviest rains have moved down the coast from the San Francisco Bay Area into the southern Sierra Nevada foothills, and this morning they're supposed to be centered over the Los Angeles area. So far this winter, California has been battered by about a dozen different storm systems. Because of that, some experts are even declaring an end to the years-long California drought. A new report says a U.S. program transformed the AIDS epidemic around the world. We're talking about the program known as PEPFAR, which stands for President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. It was first launched by former President George W. Bush. The initial goal was to treat 2 million people with HIV over 5 years. Well, a new CDC report says it's actually saved an estimated 25 million lives since 2004. Plus, it created critical public health infrastructure that has apparently come in handy later, like during the COVID-19 pandemic. As for the program's next goal, it's a big one: eliminating HIV as a global public health threat by the end of this decade. To get it done, the CDC is recommending the global community keep up efforts and investments, address health inequities, strengthen global health security, and collaborate with international partners. All right, we have more news still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. I love interacting with talented people. Whether it's the people I work with here at The Newsworthy, shout out to our producers Emily and Aaron and our audio editor Baz, or it's simply the waiter who offers exceptional service, making a night out even more special. I always appreciate that feeling of ease and trust. But perhaps getting talent and quality from your doctors is one of the most important. And when you find the right doctor, you can feel it. You feel heard, you are put at ease, and you trust their advice. Well, ZocDoc can help you find the doctor that's truly right for you, which means finding quality care may only be a few taps away. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app. So go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Another insulin maker is promising big price cuts. This time, it's Novo Nordisk, one of the biggest sellers of insulin in the U.S. and around the world. The company says it's going to slash some of its insulin prices up to 75% starting next year. The cuts will apply to products like pre-filled pens and vials of long and short-acting insulins. The announcement comes less than 2 weeks after Novo Nordisk's rival, Eli Lilly, said it would drop some of its prices by 70% or more. The American Diabetes Association says more than 8 million Americans use insulin right now. For many people with diabetes, the drug is life-saving. But prices for it have more than tripled in the past couple of decades. So now the Biden administration is asking other drug manufacturers to follow Novo and Eli Lilly's lead and lower their prices too. For the first time, the federal government could force utility providers to remove so-called forever chemicals from the drinking water. Officially, these chemicals are called PFAs. And right now, there are no active national drinking water standards for them or any specific federal mandates for testing in drinking water. The Environmental Protection Agency wants to change that. The EPA proposed restrictions on some of the most widely used PFAs to the lowest level that tests can detect. The issue is, once they're in your body, these forever chemicals can stay there for years. And they've been linked to many different health problems, like cancers, reproductive issues, developmental delays, and thyroid disease. But not everyone is on board with new regulation, since lowering levels of PFAs in drinking water will likely mean cities and towns investing millions of dollars in new infrastructure. And they'll have to take on recurring maintenance costs as well. Now it's up to the public to submit comments before the EPA regulation can become official. The agency can then make changes before issuing a final rule, which is expected by the end of this year. Facebook and Instagram's parent company is doing another round of mass layoffs. Meta announced it's going to cut another 10,000 jobs this year and close about 5,000 job openings that haven't been filled yet. It comes 4 months after the company's first mass layoffs, when more than 11,000 people lost their jobs. Together, these two waves of layoffs represent about a 25% reduction in Meta's workforce. Of course, Meta is not the only big tech company letting workers go. Amazon, Google, and Microsoft have all confirmed major job cuts impacting tens of thousands of tech workers. They've blamed higher inflation, recession fears, increased regulations, and a market downturn that came after a surge in demand and hiring in the early days of the pandemic. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted about the latest cost-cutting efforts to say it's possible these trends continue for years. ChatGPT has only been out for 4 months, but already its parent company, OpenAI, is rolling out a big new update that claims to be state-of-the-art. It's called GPT-4. And OpenAI says it's more reliable, creative, and able to handle much more nuanced instructions than the original ChatGPT. It's also supposed to perform better overall. For example, GPT-4 passes a simulated bar exam that lawyers must pass to get a license to practice law, and the chatbot apparently gets a score in the top 10% of test takers. The last version score was around the bottom 10%. Another difference from the first ChatGPT, the new version can accept longer entries and give longer responses. It can also understand images, so it can caption or interpret pictures. Like, it can see a picture of the inside of your fridge and tell you what kind of meals can be made with the ingredients you have. All of that said, OpenAI says GPT-4 still is not perfect. It's been known to make errors and can give some inaccurate information. But the company says it's at least better than the original. Already, several other companies are using GPT-4. OpenAI's paying users can also get GPT-4 now. Businesses and developers can sign up on a waitlist. The most famous and most prestigious dog sled race in the world wrapped up this week. And it's perhaps extra special for this year's winner, since it was actually his grandfather who founded the race exactly 50 years ago. We're talking about the Iditarod. It runs through 1,000 miles of Alaska every year. This time, Ryan Reddington led a six-dog pack to victory. When he won yesterday, he said it had been a goal of his since he was a very small child. His grandfather is actually still known as the father of the Iditarod. This was Ryan Reddington's 16th time in the race. Now that he's won, he'll take home about $50,000. And he'll go back to his off-season job, which is running a sled dog tour for tourists. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor. If you're a business owner who does not want to waste time, you'll love Indeed for hiring. With Indeed Instant Match, you can instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Yep, all the tools you need on the same platform to help you keep things efficient and easy and still effective. And by the way, according to U.S. Indeed data, candidates you invite to apply through Instant Match are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you cannot afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. There's a new trend among people who work from home. More people are watching strangers work online while they're getting their own jobs done in an effort to be more productive. And we're not talking about work in the entertainment industry. These are people streaming seemingly mundane jobs that involve sitting at the computer. For example, Fortune magazine spoke to a data analyst who goes live on TikTok for about 5 hours a day with videos she calls Work Alone Together. And at times, she'll have thousands of live viewers. She works at her desk with ambient music and stops from time to time to answer questions in her comments section from others who are working alongside her. This trend has now been called body doubling. It's popular on social media, and there are companies out there hosting Zoom meetings and building apps for just this very thing, where people essentially get together virtually to then work on their own. Many say it helps remind them to keep working, stay motivated, and fills a need for friendship. Experts say there's not a ton of research yet about how well it actually works for productivity, but many people swear by it so much that they're not just using it for work, but are also looking for online companionship for other things too, like chores, exercise, or paperwork. Thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine. And as always, we appreciate you supporting the show by sharing it or becoming a newsworthy insider where you can get access to ad-free episodes. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.